You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I like a Gershwin song. How about you, Ella? With Louie. Music of the Stars, celebrating Tony at year 100. And some local artists as well. Interestingly enough, Lionel Hampton grew up in Sturtevant. There's no sign there.
While you listen to the king of the vibraharp, the master of the drums, with his all-time big record of Flying Home, it's Lionel Hampton. Lionel.
Lionel Hampton. What a history. Accompanied Louis Armstrong on a bunch of recordings. So how'd he wind up in Sturtevant? Holy Rosary Academy in Sturtevant. Gone now. There was a nun there. His parents were living in Chicago. They sent him to Sturtevant. And this nun, Sister Petra, recognized the kid's talent, told him to keep practicing. He always credited her with his career. Had his own development foundation. He built homes in Harlem with the help of Governor Rockefeller. Passed on in August of 2002, August 31st to be example. He was 94 at the time, buried in the Bronx. Talent from Milwaukee. Mitchell Ayers.
The Roomba. The Waltz. And swing.
This is Mitchell Ayers, the orchestra, Fashions in Music. His theme song, You Go to My Head, recorded 18 months before we entered the war. Did a lot of work with Perry Como. He was the orchestra leader. Mitchell Ayers, born on Christmas Eve, 1910, in Milwaukee. The Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network.
You go to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round. Like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul. This heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to
that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head and you like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. That this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go.
As Tony.
Go to my head.
With Ralph Sharon and the band. Tony, the Centennial, a couple days ago. The Music of the Stars. Honoring Tony on his birthday.
The lights are soft on Broadway. The evening settles down, and somewhere in the distance there's a familiar sound. A voice that crossed the decades, a voice we came to know, still singing to our hearts tonight, wherever dreamers go. Happy 100th birthday, Tony, 100 years of song, 100 years of memories and melodies that live on. From the streets of New York City to the stars above the town, you taught the world to sing with love, and you never let us down. You sang of lost tomorrows, of love that came our way, of moonlight on the rooftops and dreams that wouldn't stay. You made the lonely beautiful, you made the blue sky shine, and every song you gave us became a friend of mine. Happy 100th birthday, Tony, 100 years of song, 100 years of memories and melodies that live on. And though the years keep turning, your music lingers on like a warm and golden memory just before the dawn. So raise a glass to Tony, to all the years gone by, to every little moment that made the whole world sigh. And somewhere in that quiet place where old songs never end, we'll hear that gentle voice again, our singer and our friend. Happy 100th birthday, Tony, may your music fill the air, for every heart you touched along the way, for every dream you shared. And when the last note echoes and the orchestra grows still, we'll remember how you taught us
So here's to you, dear Tony, 100 years of grace. The songs, the smile, the memories, the warmth upon your face. And as long as there are dreamers, your melodies will be a little piece of heaven for all eternity. To someone and never lose your way. How do you not run out of new things to say? And if we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear her name. I know the way in your eyes I may not see forever. Forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck then I suppose the music, the music.
The dawn is filled with dreams, so many dreams. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which dream of all the dreams, when there's a dream for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many stars. The wind is filled with songs, so many songs. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many stars. Days, the endless nights that I have searched, so many eyes, so many hearts, so many smiles. Which one to choose, which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of so many stars. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song star, which one to choose, which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of all, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars. So many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars.
Alan and Marilyn Bergman wrote that. They usually work with Michelle Legrand. There, they put that together themselves. You can't afford to lose people like Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Say, SNL, Saturday Night Live, did a funny thing with Alec Baldwin as Tony Bennett. I thought I'd play a little bit of that for you. Let's see. We have it ready? We do?
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Bennett.
Hello, everybody. Hello. You know, I've sung for kings and queens, and one thing's for sure. I love things that are great. I love things that are great. Good things are fantastic. Guess what? I also paint, just a hobby, nothing drastic. Cause I dig everything except the things I don't. And I try anything except the things I say I won't. But one thing's for sure, I love things that are great. Thank you.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much. Today's show is first rate, really terrific. We got a whole bunch of great, great stuff. Later on, we're going to be mellowing out to the sounds of Tweet, one of the great gals singing out there today. And I'm just so tickled about my first guest. She's a real classic, and she's also a new bride. Please welcome a super gal, Liza Minnelli.
No, this is not Liza. It's SNL, in fact.
Liza, you look as happy as a clam.
Oh, it's so great to see you, Tony. I'm sorry you couldn't come to my wedding.
I was stuck in Madrid with Casey Affleck, but I heard it was a great, great time.
Oh, it was. It was a pimp. I felt like Cinderella. It still isn't even midnight.
I just wanted to congratulate your hubby here, too. I wanted to congratulate Mr. David Guest. Yeah. You nabbed yourself a great girl here, David. David?
He's actually asleep right now, Tony. You see, he has eyelid issues due to a tweezing infection, and poor little puppy has to sleep with his eyes open.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Okay, that's enough of that. I've got Alec Baldwin. The guy did a great impression of Tony.
It's always been
here. He gets the real Tony as a guest on his fictitious. Here, listen and enjoy.
We were supposed to have a very special guest today, Mr. Bob Dylan. But it turns out there was one heck of a mix-up with the car service that was picking him up. According to this manifest I have here in my pocket, they were supposed to pick up Bob Dylan on the Upper East Side, and instead they picked up a Mr. Robert Dillion on 96th and Riverside. Don't get me wrong, he's a nice fellow, works in the locksmith trade. But it's not the legend we'd ordered up. Now, I found a last-minute fill-in, though, and this cat is, he's a trip, man. This entertainer and impressionist has been shadowing my gigs for many, many years. He'll be opening for Lance Burton Thanksgiving weekend at Mohegan Sun. Please welcome a great, great guy from Astoria, Queens, Mr. Anthony Benedetto.
Great. You know, you're a real prince, let me on this show.
Oh, hey. This guy can wear the heck out of a suit, don't you know?
You're no slouch either.
These are my fancy duds. I wore these for Bob Dylan, but I'm just as happy you dig them too.
They're great. They're really great. They're great, great threads. Great threads.
I just want you all to know what a class
you got. A
this
great nose
is.
Job.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, I do. Back in the late 70s, I caught his show in Atlantic City, and I was surprised to find out he was copying my act word for word and song for song.
It was more of a tribute to you.
Anyway, I enjoyed the heck out of his performance, and then I sued the bejesus out of him and took it for everything. But he was such a first-rate human being that we were able to bury the hatchet and make lemonade out of lemons. So tell him what you did, Anthony.
I stayed in bed for 2 months.
No, after that.
Well, I slept in the Grand Central Station.
No, way after that.
I retooled my act so it was more of a comedy parody. You know, Tony, you know, which is 100% legal.
This guy does a send-up of my stuff that will huff and puff and blow your house down. Tell him what your stage name is. This is a doozy, folks.
My name is Phony Bennett.
Folks, some of those nuggets that you're singing right now.
Let's see. Don't get around much anymore. You know, someone stole my car.
Great, great song.
You can't take that away from me. It's under 3 ounces.
Priceless.
My biggest hit. I left my heart in Sam Clan's disco. Oh.
That one is two halves of a hoot. Isn't it crazy? We look alike, sound alike, even dress alike. I usually get my suits at Brioni. How about you, Anthony?
Men's Warehouse.
Anthony, hold that thought about Men's Warehouse. I got to mention our sponsors. Lamisil tablets for nail fungus. Hey, Anthony. Hold that for me, would you? Right there? Okay. Thanks. You're a pally. You know, nail fungus is no parade down Main Street. I once dated a lady who was 99% gorgeous, then I took her shoe shopping. Her toenails looked like a lined-up row of barbecued Fritos. There is imagine a pair of clippers out there that could tame those poker chips. Lamisil says, hey, nail fungus, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Okay. Where was I?
Let's talk about our plans for the holidays. I'm going to be doing a midnight mass concert outside the Vatican with Pavarotti and you two. What are you cooking up?
I'm going to have some Budweiser at my friend's house, Ed's house.
Oh, parallel lives, I'm telling you. I'm glad you could be here. It's been a great, 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 great week all around. What with the elections and the huge voter turnout, this is such a great country. What do you say? I think we owe our fellow Americans a song. How do you
That's
feel
about it?
That's a great idea. Let's go, baby.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of green, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plains.
I'd like to thank my guests Bob Dylan, Ketch on the Flip Jones, Robert Dillion, Sorry Times 10, Rain Check on Puddle of Mud, Lamisil Tablets for Nail Fungus, Kevin Federline, Watch Where You Drop Your Worm, and Anthony Benedetto, maybe you could open up for me sometime.
Really?
Don't hold your breath. I'll see you tomorrow when I'll be stuck in a turkey with Kim Zimmer on the Guiding Light.
Alec Baldwin as Tony Bennett and, well, Tony Bennett. Saturday Night Live. Music of the Stars. Once again, this afternoon, the spirit of 45 alive. About 4 o'clock. In McHenry, Illinois, Veterans Park. With Bill McGee and the Big Little Band. Thank you.
Americans, the how and the why of our beloved republic are so much better known and understood than the who. The United States of America was born in 1776, but it was conceived 169 years before that. The earliest settlers had watered the New World with much sweat. They had built substantial holdings for themselves, for their families. And when the time came to separate themselves from a tyranny an ocean away, at best it meant starting all over again after the ravages of war. Researching what you're about to hear gave a whole new dimension to my reverence for our nation's first citizens. All others of the world's revolutions, before and since, were initiated by men who had nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Our founders had everything to lose and nothing to gain, except one thing. Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You remember the cherry tree fiction. A long time after you have forgotten the more earth-shaking, history-making episodes in the life of George Washington, you have misplaced in your memory the details of Ben Franklin's statesmanship, but you remember his flying a kite. Joyce Kilmer was a great military hero. But the only thing you personally recall about him is his poetic tribute to trees. Maybe of this current decade, that which will be remembered best will not be its wars and its moon rockets or its crumbling frontiers or the giants who lived and died. Maybe all that'll survive to linger in the day-by-day vocabulary of generations yet unborn may be the songs of a Memphis minstrel or the reincarnation of electric automobiles. But for any eve of the 4th of July, I, Paul Harvey, do herewith bequeath unto you something to remember. You may not be able to quote one line from the Declaration of Independence at this moment. Henceforth, you'll always be able to quote at least one line. It's in the last paragraph where you will recall when I remind you, it says, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." In the Pennsylvania State House that's now called Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the best men from each of the colonies sat down together. This was a very fortunate hour in our nation's history, one of those rare occasions in the lives of men when we had greatness to spare. These were men of means, well-educated, 24 were lawyers and jurists, 9 were farmers, owners of large plantations. On June 11, a committee sat down to draw up a Declaration of Independence. We were going to tell the British fatherland, no more rule by redcoats. Below the dam of ruthless foreign rule, the stream of freedom was running shallow and muddy. And we were going to light a fuse to dynamite that dam.
Freedom's song still proudly rings across the fields of amber grain. Our hopeful hearts beat one. Again, 250 years have shown the strength that liberty has grown. With grateful voices, we proclaim the shining honor of her name. Raise the flag and let it fly. Together still.
this grand design. Freedom's light forever glow, guiding every child to know that hope is stronger than our fears and brighter with the passing years. Raise the flag and let it fly. Lift it proudly to the sky. Let the bells of freedom ring. Hear the joyful voices sing. Celebrating coast to coast, the land we cherish, love the most. Ring that liberty bell on our proud semi-quincentennial.
Be right back after news on the National Broadcasting Company.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.